the greatest host. A wandering alien life form called Mists sought compatible hosts to share their lives. The Mists lived for a long time, traveling through the universe, and they have shared their lives with many life forms. The Mists were able to find suitable hosts for periods during which time they lived with the hosts and shared their lives. Eventually, the hosts evolved or changed, and the Mists had to move on. Other times, the lives of their hosts were dangerous or short-lived, and they could spend only a short time sharing with those hosts. During one of the best hostings, they shared their lives with aquatic creatures that lived long lives. Their period with them was good, but they were forced to leave when the oceans were changed by a bombardment of meteorites, which changed the chemicals of the ocean, and the hosts could no longer survive. The last planet the Mists had occupied was a turbulent place. The hosts were the dominant predator on the planet, but their lives were short-lived. By the time their brains were old enough for the Mists to share, they had lived only a few years before the harsh nature of their world took them. The planet met a violent end. It was immature in its development, and a violent series of volcanic explosions made the hosts' life expectancy too short. The violent end came quickly, and many of the Mists were too far away for any transfers to be made. It was sad to lose friends who had traveled together for such a long time. The surviving Mists tried in vain to draw their friends back to them, but the turbulence on the planet prevented them. Finally, the Mists traveled to a planet and found the perfect host to share their lives. The new hosts had a good life. Their life expectancy was long, and they had an excellent supply of food and water. They also benefited from having a subservient creature caring for them. This is a humorous mix of science fiction and reality. I'm sure any reader will see and appreciate the role they play as the Mists continue sharing their lives.